Well, on to a man who's been in the thick of this for many years. Steve Gibbons is the federal member for Bendigo, and a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Fiona.
Is it a good morning?
Well, I think it is. I congratulate the new owners. I listened to that interview and I'm quite encouraged by what Mr. Dale had to say. He's obviously got the interest of the historical nature of the property at heart, and I wish him every success.
After yesterday's turmoil, you're right, it seems the villa has now been legitimately sold. Are you feeling this is the end of the saga?
Well, I think so, yes, and I hope so. People need to remember that this is a saga that's been going close to 5 years, virtually ever since the announcement that Digo would be rehoused in Bendigo. And that in itself was a major achievement for us, because there was a plan to move that operation to Canberra. And we fought a major campaign, and I remember taking a deputation to the then Defence Minister, Robert Hill, arguing the case to keep it here in Bendigo on a strategic basis, but also on an economic basis. And to his great credit, he agreed, and they decided to build a new building out at Longley. So ever since that point, Fortuna was going to come onto the market. And it's taken 5 years, but now sale's been achieved. And as I said before, I wish the new owners well.
How relieved do you think the Defence Department would be to finally have offloaded it?
Well, they would be relieved, of course. There's a range of surplus defence properties around the country that they need to get rid of. For example, Defence's core business isn't maintaining old historic buildings, and it served the Defence Department very well to have that building since the 1940s. And I must say, Defence can take a bow for keeping it in what is very good condition. In fact, Mr. Dale described it as being in very good condition. Obviously, there's some areas around there which are peculiar to the defence being there, but by and large, they've kept the property pretty well. Mm. I think we should be very thankful for that.
Mr. Banks, do you mean?
Sorry, Mr. Dale.
It's Paul Banks.
Oh, Paul Banks, yes.
Yeah.
That's well, right. Mr. Banks referred to the fact that it was in good condition, and I think the Defence Department can take a bow for that.
Mm. Will you be meeting with Paul Banks about his plans?
No, I have no need to do that. I wasn't party to the discussions, and nor should I have been. It's a matter for the department and Mr. Banks. It's now concluded, as he said. There's reports of that in the media today, and I imagine Defence will make a comment in due course. Defence never does anything in a hurry, so we might have to wait a day or two before we get an official statement. But no, as I said, there's no need for me to be involved now at all. The only thing I would say is I'm pleased to hear that he's going to meet with the Fortuna Action Groups and obviously pick their brain, because I know Jeff Evans would have a whole heap of knowledge about the history to the property. But I think people need to be reminded also that now that Mr. Banks has the keys to the front door and the gate, whatever he does to it is entirely his concern, subject to the heritage classifications and covenants being met. And I'm sure he'll do that. And as I said before, I wish him every success.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much.